This is Come All Ye on 2MCE Community Radio in the Central West. I'm Bruce Cameron. Hi there. We'll start with a couple of tracks from Orkney, just north of mainland Scotland, the Orkney Islands, fascinating part of the world. And we'll hear from a group called The No Ordeal. It takes its name from a burnt mound at Quandale on the island of Rousey. You'll be happy to know it's the largest Bronze Age burnt mound on Rousey. That's what they're telling us anyway. Their website says that, so it must be true. Usually crescent-shaped and containing a mass of accumulated burnt stones adjacent to a water trough, nose were used for a variety of activities such as cooking and fulling. Fulling, F-U-L-L-I-N-G. There's a word you don't hear every day. It's to do with processing wool, not carding it, but keeping it wet and shaping it and that sort of stuff. So much for the introduction. Here's the No Ordeal. We'll hear a song called Wooed and Married and All. It doesn't come from Shetland, from Orkney. And then a set of tunes, which I think may come from Orkney.
Wooed and married and all, wooed and married and all, in Westonshire very well off there was wooed and married and all. Oh, the bride came out of the byre, and oh, she dighted her cheeks. She's to be married the next day, neither blankets or sheets. There's neither blankets nor sheets, nor scarce a cover but two, and the bride that was often to borrow was in right mickle ado. Wooed and married and all, wooed and married and all, and Westonshire very well off was wooed and married and all. Out spake the bride's with her as he came in for the blue, hold your tongue, my daughter, and he'll get here and all. The stark that stands there in the tiller, and no probation that cheat will carry you home, your corn, but would you be at your cheat? Wooed and married and all, wooed and married and all, and Westonshire very well off it was wooed and married and all. Out spake the bride's mother, what deal needs all this pride? I hae nae a black in my pouch the night that I was a bride. My gown was linsey woolsey there, and there a sark of land, ye ribbons and buskins mair than one or twa. Wooed and married and all, wooed and married and all, and Westonshire very well off it was wooed and married and all. Out spake the bride's sister as she came into the byre. Can I wear but married, it's all that I desire. But we poor folk man live single and be the best we can. I dinna care what I should want if I should get with a man. Wooed and married and all, wooed and married and all, and Westonshire very well off that was wooed and married and all.
music from the beautiful islands of Orkney, a group called the No Ordeal. And they've been going for 50 years. My goodness. Not with the same lineup. Lots of different musicians have passed through their ranks over the years. They released a few CDs, a few records back then. And this one is called Celebration, and it's pretty much a compilation of stuff from all their earlier material. We heard Wooed and Married and All, then a set of tunes, Miss Jenna Drever, Sheena Wellington's, and I See Drever's Compliments to Colin J. Pirrie. And the repetition of the name Drever would indicate Ivan Drever, who's been involved with that band from the beginning. Very fine Scottish musician, Orcadian musician to be precise. Thank you very much. That's the Nune brothers, Philip and Rade Nunevski and their band, with a song called Workaholic. They put that on an album called My Last Song, which was a tribute to Macedonia's gypsy queen, Esma Redzepova. I'm not sure whether Esma Redzepova was a workaholic, but anyway, there it is on that album from the Nune brothers, N-U-N-E, they call themselves, Nune brothers. Their name really is Nunevski. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here is the Carter family.
The grass is just as green, the sky is just as blue. The day is just as bright, the birds are singing too. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. ¶¶ found life just as free. And nature seems to say it's all for you and me. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. So wear a happy smile and life will be worthwhile. Forget your tears and don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Begins to fall. Just sing this song and say to one and all, you are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
Got the message? You are my flower. That's AP, Sarah and Mother Maybell, the Carter family. Recorded in 1938, so that means it's old enough to be folk music, I reckon. They were very influential, particularly Mother Maybell's guitar style. Next comes from a group called Fluke, F-L-O-O-K. Two tunes, Tear Rafferty and The Road to Eriggy.
Thank you.
started off quite sedate, then they became quite animated, largely due to the fiery baron playing of John Joe Kelly. That was a group called Fluke, and we heard Tia Rafferty, composed by Michael Rooney, and The Road to Eriggi, wild one there, the second tune. Adam Sutherland composed that one from their, I think that was their third album called Haven. Very classy stuff. You're listening to Come All Ye. After this next one, I think we'll hear from the featured album. The next one comes from Rainer Gellert and Susie Goering, an album called Starch and Iron, a song called Fall on My Knees. From Rainer Gellert and Susie Goering. It's a classic Round Peak song. The album Starch and Iron is a good one. It's been around a long time, but I'm very taken with it. 2005 it came out. Well, here we are. Time to introduce you to the featured album, and it's called For the Love of It All, and it's by Rob Van Sant. And Rob Van Sant, he was born in Holland, but has spent most of his life in the UK. He came to our knowledge in the folk world, I guess, first because of his association with Battlefield Band. He was their sound man for quite a while. Then later formed a duo with Alan Reid, who had left Battlefield Band by then, and they toured the world. They came to Australia at least once. So Rob Van Sant has put out a few recordings. Why not? He's got his own recording studio called Falcon Records. we'll hear from the featured album, the first track. And he can tell you about it. He says, I start off with a personal favourite of mine, Freeman, written by my friend Tim Wood. The song is about an Irishman trying to find fortune in England and, as so many before him, finds himself frowned upon for being Irish.
I met him on a motorway, said he was a free man, and did I have a cigarette? He'd been all over travelling, looking for a little gold. He said with a laugh, I found nothing yet. He had to get out of Ireland. The police there, they got a lot of tricks. They gave a dog a bad name. You better believe it always sticks. He was worried about the rain. Lord, he never seen it rain so hard. I was thinking about that flame that burned in his heart. He heard about a job in London. He hit the road from Liverpool. But if your name is Pat or Michael, some men treat you like a fool. And he loved to hear Paul Brady sing. He knew all the words to Arthur McBride. When I put it on my stereo, the man broke right down and he cried. He was worried about the rain. Lord, he never seen it rain so hard. I was thinking about that flame that burned in his heart. Thinking about that flame that burned in his heart. We talked about a bar he knew in Dublin. Lord, he wished we were there tonight. And we talked about traveling. Sooner or later, gonna get it right. When I left him on that same motorway, a bright cafe in a dark night, as I turned away to leave him. He said, Lady Luck, may she treat you right. He was worried about the rain. Lord, he never seen it rain so hard. I was thinking about that flame that burned in his heart. Burned in his heart. Burned in his heart. Burned in his heart.
Rob Van Sant with a very reflective song, accompanying himself on piano there with Free Man, written by Tim Wood. That's from the featured album. We'll hear more from him very shortly. But I'll play now two tracks by a pair of musicians from Vista Bay Road, Victoria, in Canada, that is, Victoria, British Columbia. Quinn and Christina Bachand. Quinn Bachand has gone on to be quite a successful musician. I'm not sure what Christina is doing these days, but Quinn crops up on various albums playing guitar. We'll hear a song by Dominic Behan, which is slightly reminiscent of the track we've just heard from Rob Van Sant. This is called Crooked Jack. Quinn and Christina learned the song from the singing of Dick Gochen. So it's a working man's song, which Christina has chosen to sing from the perspective of the hydro dam worker's wife. And then, set of tunes, Bunch of Green Rushes, Henrik's Farewell, and Quinn Jr.'s Welcome. I'll tell you a little more about them at the end of the second track.
Man, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are better ways to spend your days than working down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6 foot two, but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. I cursed the day he went away to work on that hydro dam, for sweat and tears and hopes and fears bound up in shuddering jams. He was tall and true, all of 6 foot two, but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. And the ganger's blue-eyed boy was he. Big Jack could do no wrong, but the reason simply was because he could work hard hours and long. He was tall and true, all of 6 foot two, but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. The spirit and the soul, but believe me, child, cold, it's for sweat and blood that they want you down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back. He's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack.
Set of tunes, the Welcome Farewell Set, they call that. The tunes were Bunch of Green Rushes, Henrik's Farewell, and Quinn Jr.'s welcome. And I can tell you, at least I think I can tell you, what Christina Bashond is doing now, because in 2013 she completed a Masters of Science in Health Sciences, specialising in infectious diseases and public health. And as part of that study, she spent 3 months in rural Uganda conducting research on cholera. And when she left, her Ugandan friends threw her a huge going-away celebration at the local bar, which was called Henrik's. So she wrote a tune about it, Henrik's Farewell, and we heard it. Well done, Christina. And Quinn playing guitar. Very good. A track now from the featured album again. I'll go straight to Rob Van Sant's album, For the Love of It All. This is a poem by a Scottish miner named Joe Corry, which Rob Van Sant set to music. It's about the everyday life of miners in Scotland during the 1920s. But, he says, I'm sure it could be about miners everywhere throughout history. A lot of poems and songs about miners, particularly in the Midlands and the Midlothian area of Scotland.
Just like a truckload of cattle, 16 crushed on at the time, yawning abyss beneath them, awaiting the bottomless chime, to leave all the glories of nature and toil in a muck and a grind. Hard-handed stalwarts of labor, nurtured to grin and to bear, seldom a thought of the danger that haunts every corner down there. Praying to Christ shift was over, but not in the language of prayer. Nippers so proud to be working, branded with hair like the snow, one with his eyes on the heavens and one with his eyes on below. Free to stay up if they wish it, but hunger oh, both of them know. One with the cares of a household, weary and sick of it all, the best of his years he has given, yet still it is back to the wall. Haunted with fears of the future, dreading how far he will fall. Clang goes the bottomless signal, down strangely silent they go. In comes another mixed cage load, each man with a number to show. Cogs in the wheel of injustice, grinding so sure and so slow. Just like a truckload of cattle, 16 crushed down at the time, the yawning abyss beneath them, awaiting the bottomless chime, to leave all the glories of nature and toil in the muck and the grind.
Rob Van Sant, again, from the featured album Cage Load of Men, a song written as a poem, first of all, by Scots miner Joe Corry, set to music by Rob Van Sant. On the album, Rob Van Sant, apart from singing, plays various guitars, baritone guitar, bouzouki, electric bass, electric guitar, mandolin, drum programming, percussion, piano and synthesizers. His website also gives you even more detail about the guitars. He plays a Martin D28, a Martin D1235, a Harmony H1260, an Ovation Balladeer, a Goodall RGC1123 guitar, an Alvarez ABT60 baritone guitar, a Vincent... Shall I stop now? Okay. Well, I tell you what tunings he uses. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plus standard guitar tuning. So he likes guitar. That's Rob Van Sant. Featured album today, For the Love of It All. More from him in a while. Here's a tune called Grassy Creek, played by a duo called Hog-Eyed Man, Jason Cade playing fiddle. Rob McMakin on this album plays dulcimer, mandolin and guitar.
Young, my father said to me, he said to me, never take advice when it comes for free. You can have all the riches of the golden kind, but without the riches of your peace of mind, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say. And as the old folks sit and curse time slipping sand, time slipping sand, I sit and curse the time upon my hands. And the north wind blows like a song of the sea, The song it carries comes plain to me. It says, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say. Some folk make remark on me, furrows and frown, me furrows and frown. They say the only way's to get up when they turn you down. Ah, but everybody gives the same advice. They say, go sign up for a soldier's life, or you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say. So I went to the army, like everybody told me to do. They told me to do. They said, we'd love to make a soldier out of you. But before I put me name on the line, my father's words came to me in time. They said, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say. I said, your guns and your drums, they're not for the likes of me, the likes of me. Though my future, it might look bleaker than bleak can be. For you talk of many, oh, and much to few, when all that I wanted was a job to do. You said, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say. So you people in power and position, I tell you beware, you better beware of your facts and your figures that tell you what, when and where. For your facts and your figures are the likes of me. Don't try and tell me how my life should be, or you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. Bones, you won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones. You won't make old bones, you'll say.
One of Jez Lowe's fine songs, Old Bones, sung there not by Jez Lowe but by Ender Kenny from Melbourne via Dublin. Next one comes from Rob Van Sant, but not from the featured album. It's Alan Reid and Rob Van Sant from one of their albums called Under the Blue. This is, first of all, Elaine's Farewell to Sky, composed by Rob Van Sant, and then Across the Water, composed by Alan Reid.
Thank you. The sergeant raised his glass and said, there's many drops of blood been shed, but let us turn an eye towards the future. For they say that peace is broken out across the water. No more young men are off to war, no more the gunmen to the fore, no more the need for bullet, bomb or martyr. For they say that peace is broken out across the water. It won't be easy. So many lost their loved ones, they're in anguish every day, and they suffer with the memories that never go away. It won't be easy. And now the men of violence may come to see there is no sense continuing the killing and the slaughter. If it's true that peace is broken out across the water, the forces of division know their influence like melting snow is waning, so they jostle and maneuver. They're afraid that peace is breaking out across the water. It won't be easy. So many times before we've seen the promise of the dawn, and after all the rhetoric, the gun has always won. It won't be easy. The flute, the fiddle and the drum accompany the singer's song, the whistle harmonizes with the chanter. It's another tune they're learning now across the water. Let everyone throughout the land come lead their children by the hand, and each embrace their sister and their brother. Then we'll know for sure that peace is broken out across the water.
Peace has broken out across the water. Chance would be a fine thing, wouldn't it? That's Alan Reid and Rob Van Sant when they were performing as a duo from an album called Under the Blue. And before the song, we heard one of Rob Van Sant's compositions called Elaine's Farewell to Sky, featuring his excellent guitar work. Well, speaking of peace breaking out, here's a track from a group from Lviv in Ukraine. They're called Griffin. From an album called Kings and Beggars, we'll hear Saltarello 2. They play early music.
Thank you.
Music from Lviv in Ukraine, from the group Griffin, their album called Kings and Beggars, Saltarello 2. I wonder how they're getting on these days. Next, I recently received, or actually just this week, received a new album by James Keelahan, fine Canadian singer-songwriter. The producer and distributor of the album sent it to me. His name is Bill Garrett, and he's been on lots of Canadian records over the years. And with the album by James Keelahan, included a single that he recorded himself at the end of 2023, The Price of Gasoline.
Come all my Western neighbours and listen to my song, a tale of greed and avarice I promise won't take long. Concerning bunker oil and other fossil fuels, and of the men who'd own them, so thoughtless and so cruel. Our lives so gay and carefree, we drive from store to store, while talking on our cell phones, all in our 4x4s. We don't care much about the fumes or of our air so clean. We only think of status and the price of gasoline. The oil we crave so dearly lies under distant lands. To bring it home so cheaply, it is the oilman's plan. He'll grease the palms of government and bribe the president. Democratize old Babylon till all the money's spent. And those that try to stop them will face a mighty foe. With F-16s and Humvees, the oil field's now in tow. They don't care for your history, your culture or your ruins. They'll build a puppet government and run it with their goons. Some say there's nothing to be done and look the other way. But maybe when you fill your tank, you'll hear these words I pray. The less we use, the more they lose. The bastards will go down. They'll stay at home no more to roam and dig in foreign grounds.
Ever see the wild goose sailing on the ocean? Runs on me, boys, or runs on. Just like them pretty girls, and they get some motion. Runs on me, boys, oh, runs all right. Oh, runs all you'll rue the day as the wild goose sails away. As I was walking one evening by the river, runs on.
Said, how are you?
she's sitting on the batter, but the seeing of you runs all me boys all.
Kate Rusby, of course, very recognisable. Song called The Wild Goose, and I'll read what she says about it. I have sung this song for a long time. I first heard it as a raucous sea shanty, and years later I changed it into a girly love song. I've been in a bother for doing this, but as a wise man once said, an unchanging tradition is a dying one. This is the reason that there are so many versions of all the old songs. Each time they were passed on, they were changed slightly. Why stop now? Fair enough, too. That's Kate Rusby playing guitar and singing. Her husband at the time, but no longer, sadly, John McCusker playing fiddle, Andy Cutting playing accordion, and the wonderful harmony vocals provided by Lester Simpson. And you've heard the trio Coop, Boys and Simpson on the program quite often. Well, that was Lester Simpson. Another one from the featured album now. This is another example of what Kate Rusby was writing about. A song called Biker Hill, which is reasonably well known and in a distinctive tempo, but this version from Rob Van Sant bears his own tune. The guitar work, he says, was inspired by Martin Carthy's wonderful guitar work. So, Biker Hill, traditional coal miner's working song from the Biker and Walker area from the east end of Newcastle.
If I'd had another penny, I would have another chill. I would bid the piper play Bonnie Lass of Biker Hill and walk ashore, call you lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call you lads forevermore. The Pippin and the Keelman trim, they drink bumble made from gin, and to dance they do begin to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. When first I came down to the dirt, I had no call nor no red shirt. Now I've gotten a two or three, walk up, it's done well by me.
Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore.
Geordie Thompson, he had a pig, and he hit it with a shovel and he danced a jig. All the way to Biker Hill to the tune of Elsie Marley.
Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore.
If I'd had another penny, I would have another Jill. I would bid the piper play the bonny lass of Biker Hill.
Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call your lads forevermore.
Biker Hill, with a bit of work done on it, changing the melody considerably. From the featured album, which is called For the Love of It All, Rob Van Sant, Dutch-born but most of his life in the UK, England, I think, particularly. I think he lives at Whitby or somewhere around there, Yorkshire-ish. Here's an up-and-coming young singer-songwriter, started life as a poet. Somebody said, why don't you sing a few songs? And he only knew the poems, so he put them to music. Some of them worked. This one made him a lot of money.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. Spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey. Our the harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Suzanne from Leonard Cohen, and he wrote it about a woman who was a friend. Platonic, apparently, in Montreal. And sure enough, they used to go and visit each other and have tea and oranges. Suzanne, what was her name? Verdal, something like that. I should look it up. The late, great Leonard Cohen. I think he died 2016. He toured Australia. I saw him during a tour in the early 2010s. It was amazing. For a man of his age, he's dancing around stage for hours and hours and hours. Off to France now. This is a track from the duo Lagrange-Rutkowski. Sébastien Lagrange comes from Morvan, home of bel folk, and he plays accordion, chromatic accordion. And Gael, G-A-E, umlaut L, Rutkowski, from the Jura region in eastern France. I suspect he's moved since then, originally from that part of the world, but I think he's gone to Besançon or Morvan or somewhere like that. I can't tell you more than that because all the sleeve notes are in French and there's not even times given for the length of the tracks. And I can't remember where I bought the CD either, so I hope it's mine. We'll hear Vieille Polka du Morvan, Polka de Braillot, and Les Quincuelles, which I think is a collaborative effort by the duo. We'll be right back.
Good evening, all me jolly boys, I'm glad to see you as well. If you'll gather all around me, well, a story I will tell. I have a situation, and as sure as the living God, I can whisper I've a weekly pay of 15 bob. It's not 12 months in October since I left me native home, after being in Killarney just to cut the harvest down. But now I wear a jersey, and around me waist a belt. I'm a gaffer on the squad that melts the hot asphalt. And you can lay it in the hollows, you can lay it in the flat. If it doesn't last forever, then by God I'll eat me hat. I've travelled up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. Oh, a policeman comes up to me and he says to me, Maguire, would you mind if I light me pipe down at your boiler fire? Well, he plants himself right straight in front, hobnails up to late. Says I, me decent man, you better go and mind your beat. He turned and said, I'm down on you, I'm up to all your pranks. I know you for a traitor in the Tipperary ranks. I hit him from the shoulder, boys, I gave him such a belt. He landed in a boiler full of the hot asphalt. You can lay it in the hollows, you can lay it in the flat. If it doesn't last forever, then by God I'll eat me hat. I've travelled up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. Well, we quickly pulled him out again, we threw him in the tub. With soap and warm water we began to rub and scrub. The devilish thing had tarred him, it had gone as hard as stone. With every other rub, oh, you could hear the copper groan. I'm thinking, says O'Reilly, he's looking like old Nick. And damn me if I'm not inclined to clean him with me pick. Ah, said I, it would be easier to wait until he melts. We'll stir him nice and easy in the hot asphalt. You can lay it in the hollows, you can lay it in the flat. And if it doesn't last forever, then by God I'll eat me hat. I've travelled up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt. You may talk about your soldier boys, your sailors and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, we suits the ladies best. The only boys that know the way the flinty hearts to melt are the boys around a boiler stirring the hot asphalt. With a rumbin' and a scrubbin', I caught me death of cold. For scientific purposes, me body has been sold. In the Kelvin Grove Museum, I'll be hanging in me pelt as a monument to the Irish stirring the hot dash felt. You can lay it in the hollows, you can lay it in the flat. If it doesn't last forever, then by God I'll eat me hat. I've travelled up and down the world, but sure I've never felt any surface that was equal to the hot asphalt.
I think you might know that song, Hot Asphalt. That was sung by Enoch Kent. Traditional song, he says. Scottish song based from the Irish navvies of the 19th century. The confrontation between Irish labourers and authorities, particularly during the dreadful years of NINA, otherwise known as No Irish Need Apply, is enacted with glee and boastfulness in that song. Enoch Kent, good album called I'm a Rover. Next track is called Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night. Got it? Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night. Tune that Aaron Marshall, fine fiddle player from Canada, picked up from a 1941 recording that Alan Lomax made of a renowned North Carolina fiddler, Marcus Martin. Featured on banjo here, Mark Roberts from the band The Clayfoot Strutters, who've been on this program before. And Chris Cool playing guitar. What's the title again? Do you remember? Yes. Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night. Erin Marshall is a very nice fiddle player. I do like her style. She was playing there in AE tuning, which I find totally unnecessary, but anyway, she didn't. if you want to know the tuning on Mark Roberts' banjo. I can tell you that as well. It's A-D-A-D-E, with the first A being the little high string. A tune called Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night. Well worth learning, I think, that tune. I approve of it. Next track from the featured album once again. This is a folk song. It's the first folk song that Rob Van Sant learned nearly 5 decades ago, and he's still playing it, so he obviously learned it well. It's called Route of the Blues, and it's not blues as in Muddy Waters blues. It's the regiment colour blues, collected by Cecil Sharp somewhere near Armscote in Warwickshire in 1909 from the featured album For the Love of It All. Is Rob Van Sant.
As I crossed over Salisbury Plain, such a dainty fine sight I behold. All the lasses were crying and tearing their hair, for the rout had just come for the blues. For the rout had just come for the blues. Then each one home to their mothers did run, say my heart is undone, it is true. I'll pack up my clothes with no further delay, and boldly I'll march with the blues. And boldly I'll march with the blues. The landlord and landlady walk hand in hand, and so do their pretty girls too. And each one has poured out a bottle of gin to drink the good health of the blues. To drink the good health of the blues. Our ship is built, rigged, and she's ready to sail. How sweetly the French horns play too. Each one of us cries out aloud, huzzah, success to King George and his blues. Success to King George and his blues. There's gallant young fellows as ever you see, though you search bonny Britain all through. When dressed in His Majesty's suit, you'll agree there's none can compare with the blues. There's none can compare with the blues. As I crossed over Salisbury Plain, such a dainty fine sight I behold. All the lasses were crying and tearing their hair, for the rout has just come for the blues. For the rout has just come for the blues.
The Rout of the Blues, that's called. From Rob Van Sant, featured album on Come All Ye Today has been For the Love of It All. Rob Van Sant, fine singer and guitarist, and other instruments as well. On this album, he plays lots of different things. Lots of guitars, bazoogie, bass, mandolin, electric stuff, synthesizers, drum programming. And as we heard earlier in the program, he used to collaborate with Alan Reid after they both parted company with the band Battlefield. After Andy Irvin left Planxty, he's been doing lots and lots of things for all those years, many, many years. In fact, one of his pals is Lillbjørn Nilsson, and they recorded a live album at a concert in the Telemark Festival some years ago, and here's Lillbjorn Nilsson singing Jenta i Chicago. It means girl in Chicago. More than that, I cannot tell you.
Som sång så vet hos Ulla natt och dag på Suddeli dig, si du ni duddeli då Suddeli dig, si du ni duddeli då Vår Charlie hade sunge blues som dig är i Chicago Vår Charlie hade sunge blues som dig är i Chicago Så svara hon med slänge sten och lika slikt ett lag Suddeli dig, si du di duddeli då Suddeli då, si du di duddeli dig God kväll, sa ek, va fäck väl det Till den bekanta vära God kväll, sa ek, va fäck väl det Till den bekanta vära Jag är upp här, jag jobbar här Som första stopp på färra Suddeli dig, si du di duddeli då Suddeli då, si du di duddeli dig En jente ifrå Telemark I cowboyboots och kofte En jente ifrå Telemark Med cowboyboots och kofte På Nevens pub I Sherman Street Slik såg jag en icke ofte Suddeli dig, si du di duddeli då Suddeli då, si du di duddeli då Som du säkert har sett på L-train norr om Skokie Jag bor i Vilmet som du säkert har sett på L-train norr om Skokie I kväll är jag fri och jag trivs I en pub med massa ståkig Surli dig, si du di duddeli då Surli då, si du di duddeli dig Men kvar med dig, sa hon till mig Hon led så gjort så glad hon Kvar med dig, sa hon till mig Hon led så gjort så glad Jag väntar på en möj som dig Där vantas i Chicago Suddeli dig, si du di duddeli då Suddeli då, si du di duddeli dig
Yes, 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 righto, that's good. There was a crowd there. It was recorded live in concert at the Telemark International Music Festival. Lillbjørn Nilsson and Andy Irvine with Jenta in Chicago. Time's up, folks. Looks like I won't have time to play another one from the featured album, but that's all right. We'll get back to that one day. We'll have a little waltz to go out to something a little more sedate. This is from the Scottish country dance band that occasionally gets together. Therefore, they're called the Occasionals. This is the Victory Waltz. We'll hear the Lassie Waltz and the Silver City Waltz. The Silver City Waltz, I don't think, is from Broken Hill, but you never know. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me for another program of folk music here on Community Radio 2MCE in the Central West. You've been listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye for now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.